Not now.
Okay, we had a little struggle. Alfred and I, that is. After giving me permission to drink out of the pitcher, he had suddenly... What can I say? He changed his mind, I suppose. But try to understand my side of the story. It was hotter than blazes out there, right? And we'd both been out in the sun for hours and hours. Okay, for 15 minutes. Alfred had taken his drink, and he'd open up the pitcher so that I could get mine. But then complications developed, and he got sidetracked from the important issues of the moment. I lapped and slurped while he tugged and pulled.
Hanky, get out of my lemonade. You're gonna ruin my business.
At last, he managed to pull my face out of the pitcher and got the lid snapped back on. He wagged his finger at me and said,
"No, no, no. That was naughty."
Right. Okay, maybe it was naughty. And one side of my inner self recognized that being naughty wasn't nice. But the other side of my inner self was prepared to live with the guilt because, my outer self had managed to smuggle half of that delicious lemonade out of the pitcher. And to be real honest about it, wait a second. Maybe the kids shouldn't be hearing this. Let's back off and take another run at it. Okay, here's my new position on lemonade smuggling, and I want all the kids to pay close attention. Lemonade smuggling is wrong, naughty, uncouth, and unsanitary. Dogs should never drink lemonade out of pitchers, and kids should never allow their dogs to do it. Never, not on any circumstances. And especially when customers are coming into the store. There. That's better, don't you think? Anyway, the vehicle turned out to be a white Chevy pickup. As it approached, we finished the lemonade song.
We finally got a customer and gave him a wonderful pitch. He couldn't resist and paid us a buck, and now we're gonna be rich.
I think I'll buy me a baseball bat.
I'll buy me a mousetrap to use on the cat.
We're happy and tired, and now we know that this lemonade business was sure lots of fun.
Little Alfred stood up, waved towards the pickup, and pointed to his sign. The pickup drove past, then stopped. The driver put it in reverse and backed up. Alfred and I traded long glances, and he whispered,
"Uh-oh. Should we tell him?"
I looked deeply into my soul for the answer. It was one of the most difficult moral decisions of my whole career. Suddenly the answer came to me like a whispered voice from the deep. With innocent looks and slow wags on the tail section, I replied, "I didn't see a thing. How about you?" Alfred gave me a little grin.
"I think we won't tell. It'll be our secret, Hanky."
Right. Good decision. Great idea. We didn't know anything about anything. And besides, nothing had happened anyway. A man stepped out of the pickup and came toward our lemonade stand.